Schön. Ali Shore. So this week that Ali Shore and Gazas Menu began, that the first step in a person being misakin himself on the long journey to smach bachur be'al dusacha, to person having simcha and dveikus, learning and Torah and avodas Hashem, and harmony with it, being at peace with it, is what Rashi said. Rashi in Shabbos. You have to use your eyes to see what's inside of you. So the first step is to see what's going on inside, what's operating inside of you. Why do you do what you do? Why do you think what you think? What are the forces that are operating? If the person knows the forces that are operating, he can think of misacking them. So we saw last week that the first two things that a person has to identify inside of him is the guf and the neshama. And we saw in the Gemara Sanhedrin that the guf is described as the blind watchman. He's the shamer of the bria, of the pardes, who has tremendous koichas, but he's blind. He doesn't have vision. He doesn't have a tachlis. He has blind drives that are fundamentally illogical and irrational, that are built in. And they need the neshama, who has eyes, not blind, but has no, but is a cripple, it's a chigger, has no energy to do anything, but the neshama could provide the vision, the das, the tzura. That's the relationship, by the way, in the bria of chomer with tzura, the relationship of material, of raw material, and tzura. Torah gives the tzura to life, the neshama gives the tzura to the adam. So when this blind force, this brute force of the neshama is channeled by the neshama with a sense of vision and tachlis and emes, that's shleimus abriya, and then a person's besimcha. There's no tension between these two forces. The neshama is able to use the goal to get to its goals, to where it needs to go to, where it wants to go to, and the guf is being used in the right way. When those two purposes are met, so then we have harmony, we have balance between the two parts of a person. The other extreme is when the neshama is trying to get somewhere and the guf is not supplying any of the goods. The guf has its own agenda. The guf has an agenda of the blind agenda. And by the way, if you think about it in a general way, all lack of menuchas and nefesh, all tension that we have is from that clash where the person feels not happy because the neshama is saying, hey, I want to get here, and the guf is not supplying the goods. So both of them are miserable, by the way. The guf's miserable. The neshama is miserable because the guf's not supplying the goals, the abilities to get to where I want to get to. The guf's not cooperating. The guf's not happy because the guf, at a certain thing, knows that it's not being utilized for the right reasons. Being wasted. And that describes, I would say, most of our misery when we are miserable. The neshama is not happy because it's not being met. The guf is not being used properly. Or there's a clash between the guf wanting not to be told what to do and the neshama saying, hey, let's do this. This has no value. And that's the clash and the unhappiness. By the way, it's a darga. Most people in the world, the neshama b'chal doesn't have a voice in their lives. So the guf just runs blindly. We, by the way, the only people in the world who are depressed are yeshiva b'chal. Well, the other ones, it's not, just, I don't know, whatever. We're the real depressed ones. By the way, it's the type that medicine doesn't help. Araya, I won't take it, doesn't help. This type of depression, the depression that comes from the clash of the guf and the neshama, where the neshama feels, the neshama wants something, but the guf's not supplying it, that clash is the irritation and the tension. That means when you're sitting in the middle of the first Seder, and you're in the middle of the Geshmaka Rajma, And the chavrusa came on time, and everything's fine. Nice sugya, nice rajba. Yishmaka b'r b'shmol, I'm talking about mechuberas and plusha. And everything's good. Your mesuda ready for the Shabbos of Asar B'Tevis, little Shabbos. Morning's not clear, but there might be a deer meal. And your mesuda, everything's good. And you have this agitation, it's 10:20. And you have nothing to do besides learn. You have nowhere to go. Your parents are still sleeping. Your nervous mother is finally fell asleep. And just get up and you go and you come and you say, Vasetzach, Vastutzach, Shmerel, and where are you going? And your chavrusa was in the middle of a sentence, Vazakar Boch Be'er, and he looks up, Veinenu. Vanarinenu, what does it say in Pasuk? Nishdo. Where is he? That's the problem, he's nowhere. He himself doesn't know where. Not there. Why? No, that was it. Ill at ease. You have anxiety? No. Childhood trauma? No. Hungry? No. Too overfull? No. Angry? No. Just intense. What is that? That's the tension between the guf and the neshama of smach, boch, or b'yal. You're not happy. Why aren't you happy? Because you're not fulfilled. Why aren't you fulfilled? Because your guf and your neshama are not working in tandem. The blind forces are doing what they want. The neshama is begging somebody to give him a car to go somewhere. That's the general tension that we have. And the closer we bring the two things together, the closer we get to Shlemos, and the closer we get to Simcha. It's very interesting. That Chazal described in a very blunt description the Guf as the blind watchman. To Mavel Tekazach, they gave the Guf, who's blind, to be a watchman for the Bria. That means that the Guf is a watchman. The Moshul of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was very meduktik. The Guf is also a watchman. The Guf watches over the Bria. If not for the blind drives of the Guf, there's no Bria. There's no Binyan Ha'olam. He describes it over here. The Kaychas of the Guf is a watchman. A person has a drive for life. A person has a drive to have a family. A person has a drive to make a living. A person has a drive to love his kids. All these drives are the engines which run our lives. So, there is a watchman, because the goof is a watchman. He's one of the watchmen of the goof. You have to take care of your goof. He's a watchman of the paradise. But he's blind. He needs direction. It's very interesting. This marshal of the goof being blind and the neshama being smart is be'etzem Sil Zisharm when he talks about the heroes in Perek Beis. It's that part of Sil Zisharm the Elam gets to in the Sil Zisharm project. Usually in Perek Dalet he dies out. But Perek Beis, he talks about the heroes. He talks about the fact that a person doesn't live with zeros. He describes him as an iver ba'afela. He describes him as a person who's a blind person walking in darkness. And if you don't have zeros, your car will levadai, to use a mushroom of zeros, is going to fall off the cliff. Well, what is this blindness? What is this iver? The iver is this Gemara in Sanhedrin. The iver is this Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadok Aleph, which describes the goof as the blind watchman. You have a blind guy, he goes right, he goes left, he can fall off the cliff, he can die, you're blind. What is blind? The blind koichas of the goof, which are enormous koichas. By the way, you look at people with ambition. Not all of it's coming from the neshama ki yudua. Blind drive for success, blind drive for money, blind drive for covet. What people do for shtick or covet. Somebody recently spent $1 billion for sex fake of COVID. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of chalukas for Yingalite. There's a lot of schnitzels on Wednesdays. $1 billion for what drove? Ruchnias. Epis Hasogas of Kirvas Abuiri. What for? COVID. Why? Kaha. Yes. It means people, these blind drives are huge engines. Huge engine, locomotives that drive people to do. To go over and beyond, to climb mountains, to run marathons. The blind drives, kind of type of COVID, success, power. And you can, if you're driving such a fast car and you're blind, you can fall off a cliff. Very simply, that's what Sil Shom says. Key for Bafela. Without the Hebrews, without injecting Das, without injecting the Neshama, without injecting direction, without injecting MS, without sifting through the powers of the blind goof of Kinder Taif and Kobe, enormous powers. You look around the world, we have small musagim. We're little guys, we're happy to get through, get married, get a shidduch, get out of the freezer, get into the freezer, hopefully get out of the freezer, get married, learn. There's a big forces out there in the world. People are big force, big locomotives, Kinder Taif and COVID. Even some Yidden have it, unfortunately. Big engines. You could fall off a cliff. Mishil Shom says it's very, very dangerous. You're an Iver, a blind person. Give a blind person nuclear power. You know what he can do? He can press the button the wrong time. Press the wrong way. He's turning on the light. He can blow up the world. Blind. Who knows what you're pressing? Iver Bafela. Afela is Elam Hazah. Elam Hazah is Choshech. As we're going to see Chanukah. I don't talk about Chanukah here. We're trying to still keep the brand of Cheshvan. The Gavra is an Iver. That's the blind person. That the Gemara and Sanhedrin is talking about. Mishil Shom is quoting Yana Gemara. And if a person doesn't have zeros and doesn't inject das, so the blind shomer will run the world. And the lame shomer doesn't have a say, b'chal. He's not cornish. He doesn't interfere. He just megate. Pachat chodin. That's the first thing that a person has to know, guf and neshama. In Perek Beis, the Dali Shur brings down the guf and neshama to practical levels. Mao midas, what's midas? He asks an interesting kasha. Ramam Kreil midas deis. Ramam, we know, has hilkos deis. Fekali sure. Deya, he begin a sichlis. Deya is an intellectual concept. Midas, on the regina lirus, midas in, kirkus a kumum and afshenu, kumoshar kirkus. We look at midas. He says a very interesting concept here. How do we relate to our midas? We relate to our midas as a biological force. Re'ir shmir, hagoshes rov, the soiv of oid. To the moir de kazach. The person's hungry, right? That's a biological reality. Yeah, you look, you see. When a person is angry, so many times I speak to people, and you tell the guy, hey, the guy says, that's who I am, I'm angry. As if he was saying, I'm hungry. Ever try to negotiate with the yeshiva bach who's hungry? Ever try to negotiate? Sazeh, yeshazeh, you're not hungry, you are hungry. I mean, your eyes, you're not hungry. Yeshazeh, you're misgabar on your hunger. Mefer zoktubis hungry, maybe you have childhood trauma, that's why you're hungry. Who knows? What's like the guy says, I am hungry. Again, the Atkan. So, Midas, the guy's angry. A person looks at Midas, says the Ali Shur, as a biological reality, just like we look at all other fixed things in our guf. See, yes, Akash, I don't understand. In the Midas Hem Kreches, if Midas are just forces, Yefshalakwa, you can't fix them. But if they're muskolos, if they're intellectual concepts, Yesh, yesh, listen, I could change them. He's asking Akasha. On one hand, the midas appear in our lives as forces which are non-negotiable. That means we feel anger the way we feel hunger. He's right. Right. We feel kinna the way we feel we're tired. But as the two things appear on our screen as the same thing. Hunger, anger, it's all. So why is the Rambam called a deus? Deus is an intellectual concept. You can't go convince yourself you're not hungry. Can you convince yourself not to be angry? I am angry. I'm angry. Kefi hanira hamidas hem gam deus v'gam kreichus. There are also forces, but there are also deus. Kishim is b'nei b'nei yaseinu nimso. I want to explain what he says over here. He says over here something fascinating. And he maps out over here. This is a controversial piece over here, but I want to share with the Olam because it's only controversial if you have other ways of working on your midas. But in the huge vacuum of not working on midas, we can say what he says, and nobody has anything else to argue with him, because nobody has anything to offer anyway. So we'll talk about what he says. He says something very, very interesting. He says that midas are attack of forces, but they're rooted on an intellectual seichel de kazach. Nimsa shem muskal shishoinus. They're muskal rishon. That means they're our default option. It's posh to a kaisen, ki all of this rag is behemosh fucha kasha even our tsaina. If somebody insults you, your muskarishan is to yell and scream. Muskarishan hula balgaiva, the pashtus is, ki magila covered tfilas kump me covered. Now he says like this, every midah is backed up by an intelligent, intellectual basis. I give you a mashal. I give the mashal every year, so those you heard before, you'll bear with me. Abnach Weinberg gave a Moridic Moshel to this, that's all from Eshat Torah. It's a Moridic Moshel. He said that a guy was driving a car, Shivish a guy, Shivish a car. He pulled up to the red light in Yeshivish Oifen, which means he's past the red light. Let's pass, you know, we're always in a rush to get to Seder, so every second you could do. He's standing quietly at the light, thinking and learning. It's Hafsaka, he has a minute to grab, and a car comes ramming into him all the way up to the back seat. Standing red light, right? So he gets out and he's about to tell them via voice who they are and what they are, and blow his top. And it could be he might have to do a little bit of corporal punishment. It could be Skenzain. He's about to blow his top. Comes out of the car, says Amlech Weinberg Zatzal, and he sees, comes out of the car, three gorillas. Okay? And gold chains. So what does he say to them? He says to them, good morning. I'm sorry I was standing in your way. It's a chutzpah on my part. It's a chutzpah of citizens. And he gets back into the car and he stops thinking and learning and he gets out of there, right? Frick of Nach Weinberg. You angry? You're not angry. What happened? Makara. You angry? You're not angry. If you're angry, then throw a punch. It's suicidal. What's wrong? And if you're not angry, so what'd you get out of the car for? We said the guy was thinking and learning. It's Bittul Torah. Are you listening to a tape? Call a lotion. Or you listening to Ali Shaw on the radio? Yeah. It's very good, Hakasha. Yes, the answer is very simple. Talk to Ali Shaw that it's true that midas are forces, but they're governed by seichel. They're governed by seichel. And if the seichel says that this doesn't make sense, it's a moedic raya. The story is a raya that at the bottom of every midrash, there's a legitimacy and a justification that your seichel says this is legitimate. The minute that your seichel says it's not legitimate, you're out of there. He says, for example, in Gaiva, if your seichel will tell me what a fool you're making out of yourself when you get angry, it means, why are you getting angry? Because somebody insulted you. Comes along the seichel and says, and now that you threw a tantrum in the dira, so everybody respects you, yeah. You're the mamish, you're the guy. And then they come to me and they say, what should they say when the shidduch call comes? You know, nobody knows how many questions I get about the guy sitting next to them. If I were you in the diras, by the way, Stam, if you want to get married, I'll go into a tinus dibur from now till Pesach. All of you, yeah, finished. A full-scale tinus dibur, at least till, it's a Purim Mishulish, I think, this year, richtig? At least a second day of Purim Mishulish. So the guy's throwing a tantrum because you have to have respect for me. Zok to Ali Shor, and now that you blew your top, everybody has respect for you, richtig? You got the purpose you got out of it. Doesn't make any sense. So that's where Seichel intervenes in the Midah and says it doesn't make sense. That's the meeting point, by the way. That's the real meeting point where the guf and the neshama meet up. I once said over this, a guy once came to me and he said to me that his wife said something, I don't know, she was insulted or whatever it is, and he told her by via voice, like the guy wanted to say before the gorillas came out of the car. Could be the same guy. And he said to his wife, Azach, and she cried, and he wanted to know if he did the right thing when he came to the right guy. Okay? So I told him, I think your wife said that to you? I think she deserves a death sentence. Put a death row like in Texas to have over there, and you can give her a choice of injection, electric chair, firing the squad, but nothing less. He said to me, no, you're exaggerating, Rebbe. That's that. So I said, I'm decided. You decided, your seichel decided that death sentence, not. Why not? Fart, your wife, Ashes Nurov. You're going to have to go clack for the Yusemim afterwards. So you decided that that's not an appropriate punishment for what she did, but yelling at her is. Does that, yeah, that makes sense to you? In Shemayim, they look at the same thing. They're not normal. Whatever reaction is that? That makes sense? That means that our midas are regulated. Our midas could be regulated by seichel if you would inject seichel into the midas and see, is your reaction normal? Forget about the midas. Or the midas also force. But it's based on some sort of legitimacy and logic that you give. That does this make sense? Does my response make sense? Am I accomplishing anything? Is it emes? That's what seichel is. Seichel is emes. Is it an emes response? Is it a legitimate response? Is it going to get me anywhere?
By the way, as I know, perhaps, this is the practical meeting place of the blind goof with the visionary neshama. The midis are the blind forces of the goof. They're forces. The seichel is the vision that says, does this make sense? So, in the general picture, it's the blind goof, the blind watchman, with the handicapped visionary called the neshama, doesn't have kriches. The seichel, when it meets up with the midis, that's why the Rambam calls midis deus. Either forces, you call anger deus? No, not really sure, but it's under the shlita of das. It's under the shlita of das. And when the das meets up with the midah and filters the midah through the das, and you create what is a legitimate response to the midah, that means that at some triggering of the midah, that's a zach which is very hard to uproot. But you have a midah of gaiva. So you know what a fool you're going to make out of yourself because of a midah of gaiva? So the seichel says it doesn't make sense. That means the seichel audits the behaviors that the midas trigger and check whether they're emes. When a person filters their responses to their midas through the filter called seichel, that's the shlemos of the guf meeting up with the neshama. The neshama is seichel. We always say over, Rashi says, Nasa adam bit salmeinu kid museinu. Rashi says, l'hovenu l'haskel. It's elam elakim is seichel. So the vision of the neshama to be able to see the emes is the koyach haseichel. And the neshama shebemoichi, the neshama that's in a person's brain, we say, and that brain has the ability to introduce emes into our lives. The emes is that without learning Musa, without a person, it means if we would really be serious about this, we would sit every day for 5 minutes and go over our day and see how much our reactions, the things we said or did, made any sense at all. Made any sense at all. And b'chal, for the future, whether the built-in responses, how we respond when gaiva gets triggered, how we respond when kinder gets given. Yeah, I'll give you an example. What's the factory settings when kinder gets triggered? But very simple. You put down the guy to your guys in the dira. You say he's not awake because you're rich. I'm very worried about Shmuel. He's not learning lately. Having a Yerida. So everyone says, wow, Yazad, nice to know Chaveri. But it's not, it's Kinna. So how do you deal with Kinna? You're feeling terrible because the other guy is learning well. So you talk badly about him. That's a classic Kinna response, no? I see nobody had Kinna here, I'm sorry. But nobody ever spoke badly about anybody. Mary de Ketzibur, Ashreinum. That's a factory setting. I respond to kinna by dealing with the kinna. I put out the fire of kinna. Oymid haseichel v'oymer. Tell me, that makes sense. That's stupid. It's juvenile. It's embarrassing. It's narish. And besides the fact, you look like a total idiot to everybody in the dira because they know why you're saying it. Either all nodding their head like poodles on the dashboard, they're all agreeing with you, and some people even a shameo meisif. The answer is because they're also jealous. They're also Gavkina. You might have more. And that's why I go back and I say that I suggest again, for the above mentioned reasons and more, V'yef shel afortam, V'yel shel megatayin is deeper in the diras until Purim Mishulash. Yoyim Hashem, it's on Shabbos. I think that's the answer. Unless we're going to sit down 5 minutes a day in a very Harry-ish way with a little Harry notebook. You know, the type that the guys put in the plastic bags when they go into the Beis HaKiseh, double wrapped, like microwave. And you'll go check. By the way, if you think it's, I'm joking, if you take a sneak preview on page Kuf Mem Vav for the 1 or 2 year Valley Shore, he has one of these Midos charts over here. He has a, look on page you're going over here, see? This is a mega Harry Zach. He has a Midos chart. I'm embarrassed to say that I'm from Bar Park. I can't even believe I'm saying this. But on page Kuf Mem Vav, and those of you who didn't buy the Alishar are not going to buy it anymore, he has a Midas chart where a person charts out what his Midas are, what gets him to say what he does, what's dominant by him, what's not. And a person sits once a week, once a day, once a month and filters his midas through his seichel and see whether the responses that he has in his library of responses, whether they make sense or not, whether they're seichel or not. And that's the real place, Moir Rabbeisai, where the guf meets the neshama.